The further voyages of Isadora, this time on Culture File. Isadora Epstein is a San Francisco-born, Dublin-based artist, performer, and human cultural hub. She's currently behind a gathering of artists at the Mermaid Gallery in Bray, where over the weekend they staged Voyage, a performance inspired by the Brendan Voyages. It stars Epstein as a whale friend of St. Brendan and launches the Voyage Gallery Show, which is populated with the performance's wild costumes and props. Vanessa Noon and joined the Voyagers at Epstein's studio in central Dublin for a preview.
You're about to enter hell, so this is definitely not the appropriate, this is not appropriate for radio audiences. Okay, are we ready for the darkness?
So, yeah, we're ready. An only child, and I used to have these very elaborate birthday parties when I was like 5 years old, in which people would have to come over to my house and dress up, and then I would, normally wearing a little beret, would have them act out a little play in my family's kitchen. This is kind of what I do in my adult life. I like to put on shows, sometimes in people's kitchens, other times in sometimes I would be in a gallery or like a library or something like this, or other kind of places that I'm excited into turning into stages. Like a couple years ago, my friend found out that she had a trap door in her little place that she was living in Stony Batter, but I got very excited about this and I was like, trap door, that means we can hide people in that. And so then that was like a whole basis for a show. And Sinead Kennedy and Dana McCauley and Brandon Jenkinson all fit underneath the floor and then made like a surprise entrance. So when I was asked to do this show in The Mermaid, the first thing, like similar to my birthday parties as a child, the first thing that is just kind of like inviting people to get involved, and whoever the people that are involved is kind of how I end up making the show almost like for those people.
Where for from?
Okay, let's start it. So
this show is about St. Brendan's voyage, and it's going to open up with a performance. And the performers in that performance include Maeve McKenna, who's going to be playing harp and is going to be a boat or a kirk. Seamus Hyland, who's going to be a monk, and he's also going to be playing accordion, which he does very, very well. I think he's also probably going to be dancing too. And then we've got Stefan Benahanley, who is going to be St. Brendan. So a lot of times I actually decide my shows based off of like who I know I can kind of like wrangle up to be involved. And Stefan really has the face of a medieval saint, and I just decided to take advantage of that. Seamus has like also a haircut that is highly medieval.
Give me my head! You may have your reservations, but I have made your reservation to have dinner with me here for the next 7 years.
What I am particularly fascinated with, because I am an artist, which means that quite frequently I am scheduling my own days and my own time, I feel like I am quite aware of what the weirdness of how the passage of time feels. And so I'm always fascinated by that feeling of a departure from time or time behaving in unexpected ways. So I really love in literature when time is portrayed in kind of magic ways. And that's what I was so initially intrigued about the St. Brendan voyage, is the fact that it's not, his journey is not from like, I'm going from Ireland to America. It's about the like time, like any pilgrimages, it's like about the time spent on the voyage. So he knows a year in, a talking bird tells him that he will be, the talking bird, who is actually a dead the voices of the dead, naturally.
Of their warbling.
Tells him that he will actually be on this voyage for 7 years. And it is not until he is sailing for 7 years, him and all of his monk pals, that he will actually then encounter the Island of Delights or the other world. He ends up actually, instead of just this linear A to B form of traveling,
yeah,
he ends up visiting the same islands over and over again. And so I got kind of fascinated by how you could visually make this kind of looping. And a friend of mine sent me a clip from an old film in which they had this amazing looping, moving backdrop. And so I got really excited about how to make a contraption like that. I am very flat-minded. I can only think in terms of pages and drawings. And even my drawings are very flat cutouts of other drawings on top of other drawings. I'm not very good at the physical world. And so I then invited other artists to kind of help me make this. I mean, this contraption is kind of the weird, I guess, heart of the show, because it's this strange, looping, moving sea that gives you this feeling that you're moving on this journey that you just keep on returning to the same places over and over again. And it's this beautiful, huge, big painted backdrop that was painted by Kathy Tynan. Stefan is now helping build this contraption, as is Brian Rogers. I'm always really excited about, with art, that you get this opportunity to just ask people to be involved with these fairly goofy projects. And that's almost my favorite part, and the moment when the project actually becomes real to me, when I invite people to be involved in it. Because otherwise you're just doing your kind of weird research on your own, or you're writing on your own, and it's hard to feel like you're able to make a world that you're going to be inviting audiences into. We move you to other worlds pleasantly. But it's that moment of when you're hey, presently. Kathy, can you paint this giant thing for me? And then she says yes, then it feels like it could be real.
Now we can let you disembark at last. Hey, please consider spending eternity with us. Bye now. Bye.
Bye.
Bye. Bye. Bye.
Bye.
Bye.
Isadora Epstein and comrades there, ready for their voyage. The reporter was Vanessa Noonan. The gallery component of Voyage is at the Mermaid Bray until the end of April, and there'll be two more performances of Voyage on Saturday, 27th of April at 2:30 and 3:30, which are free but limited. Booking at mermaidartcentre.ie.